This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody, in for Lisa Mullins. Elizabeth Warren has come up with a plan to pay for Medicare for all. The Massachusetts senator and Democratic presidential candidate has been under pressure from her opponents to explain how she would pay for health care coverage for everyone without raising taxes on the middle class. Today, Warren released a proposal she says would not raise taxes on average Americans. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Warren says her plan is based on two non-negotiable values. First, no one should go bankrupt because of health care costs. Second,
people want to see an America where they can get health care from the doctors they trust, not just the ones the insurance companies tell them they have to go to. They want to be able to get the drug care, the drug prescriptions that their doctor recommends, and not have some insurance company say, I'm sorry, we don't give you that drug, we give you some other drug.
Harvard's John McDonough worked with Senator Edward Kennedy to pass Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act. He praises Warren for the detail in her proposal.
This is probably more specificity than we've seen for a major presidential campaign proposal than I can ever recall in the last 40 years. So, she deserves credit for saying, okay, you want me to give you a plan? I'm going to give you a plan. And she put a plan on the table. It does not have middle class tax increases in it, but that should not be confused with a politically viable plan.
One of the economists Warren's team asked to vet her plan for paying for Medicare for all is MIT's Simon Johnson.
You previously have these deductions before you receive your direct deposit or your cash. You have a deduction for health care. Now you're not going to have that deduction. There's no payroll deduction for that, so your take-home pay is higher.
Warren's team calculates that a typical middle-class family would save more than $12,000 a year on medical costs. She would pay for the plan by cutting spending elsewhere and raising taxes on corporations and the richest 1% of Americans, as well as cracking down on tax evasion and fraud. Warren's team also consulted Donald Berwick, who ran Medicare and Medicaid in the Obama administration. He concludes that most people would save not just on the premiums deducted from their paychecks, but also on deductibles and copays.
If it were a tax cut, it would be the largest tax cut middle-class Americans have ever seen. So they're going to have more money in their pockets. This is a tremendous gain, potentially, for the American public. More people get more care at the same or lower cost than we're going to spend if we do nothing.
MIT's Johnson calculates that employers, too, would save on health care.
All employers would pay slightly less than they currently pay. We know how much employers are going to be paying for their employees' health insurance. So the proposal is, instead of paying that to insurance companies, they pay slightly less into Medicare for all, and the employers are all better off, and none of them pay more under this proposal.
The plan would require an additional $20.5 trillion in federal spending over 10 years. Warren's team estimates that if nothing is done, the health care system over the next 10 years would cost somewhere over $52 trillion. She proposes a plan that would cost slightly less, but McDonough predicts insurance and pharmaceutical companies, corporate America, large hospitals, and the American Medical Association would lobby against passage of Warren's proposal in the Senate.
The Affordable Care Act, when it passed in 2010, had a price tag of just around $1 trillion over 10 years. And that provoked near civil war across the country. Multiply that 52 times, and that gives you some sense of the magnitude and the scope and the stakes of what's being advanced here.
President Obama was able to get his plan through in part because he got insurance companies on board. Warren is ready for a fight with them, claiming they add to the cost of health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.